Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Sitting with Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." Jesus had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine. Let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. What a vivid story of the man possessed by demons we have today. This poor fellow was isolated, filled with rage, self-destructive, and frightening to those who dared to encounter him. The demons tormented him day and night, leaving him howling and crying out. Who can imagine such anguish? The demons identified themselves as Legion, a play perhaps on the name given to the Roman military bands that occupied Palestine at the time, each of which consisted of approximately 5,000 centurions. Whether 5, 50, 500, or 5,000 demons haunted him, what this tells us is that the man was utterly and completely possessed. There are few of us who know such absolute possession, but there are many of us who do know the anguish of being consumed, possessed by the spirits of selfishness, anger, impatience, prejudice, abuse, depression, and the like. Here in the United States, we also know what it's like to be pelted day and night by 24/7 news feeds that announce the demons that surround us. An opioid epidemic afflicting the poor and rich alike. Questions about health care, rampant gun violence, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism on the rise, wealth inequalities, loss of confidence in our institutions, immigrants at our borders, calls for and against a border wall. The longest government shutdown only recently lifted with the promise of another one in a couple of weeks if a compromise is not reached. Politicians who will not speak to one another. The Catholic Church continuing to deal with the sex abuse crisis. An era of fake news leaving us wondering if there is any truth out there. And a climate where it's okay to be boorish and offensive. Where competition undermines cooperation and collaboration. Those of you in other countries might have similar demons, or you might add to the ones that are taunting you. All of this is to say that interiorly and exteriorly, we are assaulted by that which does not give life, leaving us impatient, enraged, divided one from another, often feeling hopeless, and feeling we have nearly lost our mind and our souls. We cry out as the man possessed by Legion did before us. But there is one little line from today's gospel that offers us the hope we long for and look for. It's so simple we nearly glance right past it. It comes after the swineherds have left to tell the story of the pigs taking a flying leap off the cliff. The people came to see what happened. And here's the line. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. As they approached Jesus, they saw the man sitting there. Jesus was with the man, and the man was sitting with Jesus. Too often we feel we have to conquer our demons all on our own, but sitting with Jesus, in prayer and contemplation, alone and together, is what helps us to face the demons that threaten us. Sitting with Jesus gives us the time to take a breath and to put things in perspective. Sitting with Jesus helps us to realize we don't have to face these monsters alone. Sitting with Jesus puts us in a right frame of mind and invites us to place our concerns into his hands. The story is told of how St. Pope John XXIII would walk into the chapel every night before going to bed and then walk right out. Someone asked him about this practice and he responded, "I say to God, good night, Lord. It's your church. I'm going to bed." It was a way of reminding himself that he was not the one who was in control, but that all things were in the hands of God. We need strength. We need courage. We need one another and we need the Lord to face the legion of demons that threaten us as individuals and as a society. Those gifts and more have been given to us in baptism. They are renewed every time we sit with Jesus. I recently read something that St. Bernard of Clairvaux wrote. Quote, "When you are present, Lord Jesus, however many enemies will rush us, they will not rush us, but be routed. They will march in from all sides, but melt away and perish at the sight of God, as wax melts in the presence of fire." End quote. When we sit with Jesus for some period of time every day, then that which haunts us grows smaller and less powerful. That is the power of his Spirit, which he shares with us. That is the one Spirit by which we are to be utterly strengthened and completely possessed.